sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, best in new inventory. Great selection of pre-owned inventory. All at the Sunbury Motors guarantee. That means a lot. In fact, I think it means everything. And not only that, great service department. Inspections, routine maintenance, they take care of it all. One-stop shopping at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. And by the way, your trade-in's never been worth more. We are doing today, we do it once, maybe a couple times a year. It's called Ask Steve Anything. So 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. What did we take, 5-6 calls in the last half hour?
Yeah, I think so. That was good. Yeah. We had the lines filled.
Yep, so just keep it going here. So, I mean, whatever's on your mind.
We're rivaling On the Mark today.
Okay.
For the amount of phone lines filled up at one time. That's what I mean.
It's always been one of my goals. All right. wake up every day. What can I do to beat that show? And I love those guys. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day. Quarterback Jalen Hurts to former quarterback Greg Ward.
First and 10 Eagles. That was 34 yards. Hurts again is rolling, he's looking, he is firing, it is caught! Touchdown! He got it to Greg Ward, who spun around and brought it to his chest.
The great Merrill Reese with the call on the Eagles radio network. You heard last night here on Eagle 107. And the Eagles get a big win. They're now 7-7, so back to 500. Still not quite over the hump when it gets to the playoffs, but they've got a favorable schedule. And they played, I'd say, the last three quarters, they played really, really well last night. First quarter, not so much, but the last three quarters played really well last night. I thought Jalen Hurts played really well. Nick Sirianni, by the way, tested positive for COVID today, so he's doing everything remotely. All right, so 1-800-795-9565. We call the segment, Ask Steve Anything, and I don't care, whatever's on your mind. Something you've wondered about. Yeah, I'll give you an example. I mean, last half hour, I think, was it Lou and Muncie asked about something as simple as the equipment truck? Well, that's a great question. He said, you probably think it's kind of, no, it's not silly. These are all little things that a lot of people don't know, don't realize, because he was driving down, he was going by the Lamar exit on I-80 and saw the Michigan State truck on its way to Rutgers. Well, that's why I asked the question. In fact, that truck was loaded up to go to Tampa, and they were doing that on Sunday when I was there. Okay, 1-800-795-9565. You can ask Steve anything, and that includes Ken in Sunbury. How are you doing today, Ken? Happy holidays to you and yours.
Pretty good, thank you. Just hit some golf balls. I'm crazy enough to do that. I live down the street from Sunbury Motors. It's a good company.
Yeah, they're a great company. How'd you hit them, by the way? When you went out to hit the golf balls, how'd you hit them?
Well, the wind took them a little sideways, but that's okay.
It's all right. I love it.
So I'm calling about what's your take on offensive coordinators at Penn State. It seems like he gets good ones and they move. Or what's the impact on players when they get a different coordinator so often?
That's a great question, Ken, because you know what? We were used to here at Penn State, and yesterday would have been Joe's 95th birthday. We were used to at Penn State the stability of the staff being here on a year-in and year-out basis. That it was like, wow. I mean, Fran Ganter's not going to be the offensive coordinator. How are they going to handle this? Because it didn't happen that often. We're in a different era now, and you've got, and for Penn State, the offensive coordinators have all moved up. Except for Kirk Cherok, obviously, and Kirk's gone back to Minnesota, by the way. But Joe Moorhead became the head coach of Mississippi State. Ricky Ronnie became the head coach at Old Dominion. So that happens in today's atmosphere. So that means that you have an offensive coordinator coming in with their system, and also, Ken, here's the big part, their terminology. How much, right. You know, what does it take? Right, how much of the old terminology do you continue to use, which means then the offensive coordinator has to learn the terminology? And how much of the terminology is the offensive coordinator's that's new to the players? So there's a mix sometimes that happens. That's why Mike Yurcich being here a second straight year is invaluable, because you know it's him and it's Sean, and they both understand what it is and what they want to do with it.
So what do you think the young recruits, who are they most familiar with, the coordinator or James Franklin himself?
Both. But in the end, you do that coordinator, especially if you're a quarterback, that's your position coach. So that's the person you're going to be aligned with more often than not. James Franklin is the stability at the top and will be, in most cases, the final. He'll be the closer. He'll be the one that comes in there and he will close the deal. That's what head coaches do today across the board. They're only allowed the one visit. Head coaches are allowed one visit. That's why you look at them as the closer in that regard. So in the end, it's their vision that you're buying into as a player. But at the same time, that position coach means a lot. And I can tell you, Drew Aller, Mike Yurcich is a big reason why Drew Aller came here from Ohio as a quarterback.
That's great.
Anything else, Ken?
Okay, thanks. Enjoy your show. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Happy holidays to you. Thank you so much. Again, it's Ask Me Anything Day, 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. So far we've talked about, let's see, offensive coordinators. We've talked about equipment trucks. How do I get paid? You gotta give me credit. I've been open and honest with all my hands. That's why we do these segments. I'm open and honest with you.
I was thinking that whole thing. I'm like, well, this is gonna be a long list.
Yeah, no, and it was. It was. 1-800-795-9565. Again, ask me anything. And look, and I'm having a blast with this. When people ask me about, I love talking to guests on the show because we get a lot of awesome guests. They're great. I have more fun with talking to callers than anything else, including Frank and Shamokin. Hello, Frank. Happy holidays to you. I hope everything's going well in Shamokin.
Steve, things are awesome in Shamokin. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you so much for saying that. I appreciate it.
Two questions. One, I know that you're a Penn State graduate, but started your at Penn State Wilkes-Barre, which I was intrigued by. Was intrigued by and wanted to know how you chose Penn State Wilkes-Barre from all the different branch campuses Penn State has. And the second question is, you guys obviously do a great job with Penn State, with Bucknell, and with some local high schools. I am affiliated with Susquehanna University and was just kind of hoping that you'd give the Riverhawks a little bit of coverage every now and then.
Frank, that's a great idea. You know what? We should have maybe once a month the Susquehanna coach on. How about that?
I think that's a great idea. Well, I just wanted to throw that out there. As I said, I am affiliated with the university, and but listen to your show all the time. I'm a Penn State graduate, and but I have an affinity for the Riverhawks as well.
Well, Frank, that's a great idea. You know what? We're going to do that. Let's get the coach on once a month during the football season. I think that would be great because you're right. There are people that are interested in it, and if they're interested in it, we want to talk about it. How did I get to Penn State Wilkes-Barre? Well, okay. Now this, you always hear about people applying to schools, and they'll apply to how many different schools. You know how many schools I applied to?
One.
Penn State was the only school I applied to. Then I got accepted. And I remember it was in January. I was like, this is unreal. This is the place I wanted to go. Okay. Now I had to put down what were my three choices for campuses. So I sat there and I put down, obviously, University Park one. My second choice was Wilkes-Barre. And the reason it was because I grew up in New England and my parents, you know, I was living in Connecticut. It was proximity.
Okay.
It was all proximity. It was a 3-hour and 45-minute drive from Enfield, Connecticut to Dallas, Pennsylvania, which is where I was living at the time. And, of course, Lehman's like, what, 4 miles away going around Huntsville Dam. And that was the entire reason. Now, you want to talk about luck. Luck enters into it. Good fortune enters into it. By choosing Penn State Wilkes-Barre, I chose a location that had a radio station at it. And I did not pick Wilkes-Barre because they had a radio station. It was something I found out when I got there. I'm like, wow. And that's where I joined the station. And I did my first play-by-play. It was December 8th, 1977. So the night Penn State played Wagner was the, what, 44th anniversary of the first play-by-play I ever did. And it was Penn State Wilkes-Barre against Allentown Business School at Lake Lehman High School. So wow. I would always kid Nick Urey and Connor McGovern all the time that, look, my first game was in your high school gym. And Penn State Wilkes-Barre beat Allentown Business School 129-98, and Bernie Janowski with 27 points was our player of the game. I remember it like it was yesterday. And when I walked out of that gym that night in 1977, Frank, I thought, man, what? It's everything I thought it would be. I hope this is my job the rest of my life.
Great, great story. Great story. I drive by there often, and when I do, it's such an out-of-the-way place, and it just kind of intrigued me how you ended up there. So thank you very much for the answer. And, and thanks for considering some airtime for the Riverhawks.
Oh, absolutely. Frank, that's a great idea. That's a great call by you, and it's something that we will correct. How about that?
I greatly appreciate it, and I can't thank you enough. Love listening to the show. Love listening to your broadcast.
Thank you, Frank. That means a lot to all of us. Thank you.
Good. Frank, have a great holiday.
You have a great holiday, too. Enjoy. Be safe. Frank and Shamokin joining us. Yeah, it's interesting because I was actually last up there in June.
Oh, so you've been there. You've seen the black turf then.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it because Joe and Judy Portelli got married.
Oh, well,
so,
sure, yeah.
And the reception was up at Harvey's Lake.
Okay.
And Harvey's Lake is just down the road from Lehman and Dallas. So when I drove up there for the wedding and the reception, it was a beautiful wedding, and Judy was sparkling that day, just radiant. And Joe is Joe. I mean, what can I say?
I can only imagine.
I think the world of Portelli. Think the world of him. You know, Judy used to live just at the end of my street here. Did you know that?
No, that I didn't know.
Yeah, Judy Portelli lived at the end of my street years ago. So that's where I first got to know her. I actually knew her before I knew Joe. And it's just awesome people. So when I went up there, I had not been there since I gave the commencement speech at Penn State Wilkes-Barre in 2011. So I went up there. I went into Dallas because, you know, I didn't live in Lehman. I lived in Dallas. I lived on Franklin Street, and I lived on Machel Avenue, right across the street from Gate of Heaven Catholic Church. And I would drive in every day, go around Huntsville Dam, okay, make the turn, go up, and then I went to the Lehman campus. So I did the same thing and went around campus. And, of course, you know, they've got more buildings there now than they had. They only had four buildings when I was there. They had the Commons, they had Hayfield House, and they had Classroom Building 1 and Classroom Building 2. That's what we had. But on the second floor of the Commons, they had that radio station. And my three choices, by the way, were University Park, Penn State Wilkes-Barre because of proximity, and the third choice was Penn State Mount Alto because they had dorms. So those were the three. Those are the three I put down. By good fortune beyond words, I ended up at Wilkes-Barre. And in the back mountain. And they had that radio station on the second floor. And it's one of the greatest things that ever happened to me. So, and it was great to go back there and to, you know, and go over to Harvey's Lake and had a great reception over there. And Roger and Denise were there, and Drew and Allie were there. And it's we had a great time that day. I don't recall you being there.
I was fishing at Harvey's Lake. I went trout fishing.
Yeah. I'm just trying to put together, connect all the dots as to why we had such a good time. All right,
so great to be here.
You just come on, you got to give me credit on the setup.
You did.
Yeah. All right, it's Ask Steve Anything Day. 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. Keep the calls coming in. I have more fun talking to you than anything else on the show, including Matt griping. 1-800-795-9565. Any question you want to ask, I'm more than happy to sit down and answer it. Something you may have wondered, thought about, anything. Whatever is on your mind, I want to hear from you and just talk. Let's have some fun today. 1-800-795-9565. Back with more in a moment. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Then they play. But that's what good leaders do. Matt hasn't been the same, by the way, since Urban Meyer got fired. It's like he says, the happiest day of my life. I said, you're married with two kids. That can't be. That can't be the happiest day of your life. Goodness sakes. 1-800-795-9565. By the way, Tim Frazier, former Nittany Lion basketball player, is back in the NBA, signed a contract yesterday with the Orlando Magic. I've often said that some of the guys I really have the highest respect for are the guys that keep their careers alive. Somehow, some way, they keep themselves in the league. I don't care if it's the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball. Somehow, they keep their careers alive. It's amazing. You know, Tim, I don't know how many teams Tim's been on now. This must be his maybe seventh team. But he signed with the Orlando Magic yesterday. He's still playing in the three-letter league. And Nate Stupar out of State College. Spent 8 years in the NFL. Sometimes he was on a practice squad. Sometimes he started. But he spent 8 years in the NFL. Right? Brock Holtz, former State College Spike, has kept his major league career alive by being the ultimate utility player that plays 100 to 115 games a season, playing seven positions during the course of the year. Man, do I respect those guys. Somehow, some way, they're keeping their career alive and keeping their dreams alive. And so Tim did that and signed with the Orlando Magic. Tyler Lindenbaum. Let's talk about this. The All-America Center, first team All-Big Ten from Iowa, And probably a lot of people feel that Tyler Lindenbaum will be a first-round pick in the NFL draft. Maybe in the 20 to 25 range, somewhere there, 18 to 25. We talk about name, image, and likeness. So let's try this on for size. Tyler Lindenbaum took $30,000 from his name, image, and likeness fund. $30,000. You want to know what he did with it? He gave the money to the Iowa Children's Hospital. So we hear a lot of negative stories, and we try to bring you as many positive ones as possible. And of course, you know, at the end of the first quarter, it is there. Most new traditions are but not the wave. The end of the first quarter, everybody, press box, sidelines, fans turn to the upper floor of the Iowa Children's Hospital across the street, and we wave to the families and to the children in the Iowa Children's Hospital. Well, Tyler Lindenbaum, his name, image, and likeness money, took $30,000 of it and gave it to the Iowa Children's Hospital. Merry Christmas. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee that means everything. Trade-ins never been worth more. Have a sales staff's going to work with you to make sure you get the best deal, best price. And a great service department. Inspections, routine maintenance. It's one-stop shopping, all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online, sunburymotors.com. We're about 6 weeks away from the 10-year anniversary of the show. Sunbury Motors has been with us since day one. Right? Day one. I think Purdy's been here since day one.
I believe so, yeah.
And it wasn't that, maybe a week or two, and then it was Brewers Outlet?
Yeah, it wasn't far behind.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, you talk about, everyone knows how important loyalty is to me. That's why I question yours on a daily basis. Oh, sorry. It's just a personal comment.
Loyal what?
That's what I said. Exactly. Exactly. You know, loyalty has always meant a lot to me. It's interesting because, again, it's Ask Steve Anything Day, and we've had a lot of different questions today. Great stuff. I mean, every single one has been great. There hasn't been one that I didn't sit back and go, wow, that's really good. I like that. 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. So we do this every once in a while, like months and months apart, we do this. But it's Ask Steve Anything Day. Whatever you want, it's on your mind. And we've had some really interesting questions. How did you get to Penn State Wilkes-Barre? How do they get the equipment from point A to point B? Is it always on a truck? You name it, everything. It's all the stuff's been interesting. Every question. No questions, ironically, about you.
That's all right.
No, I question you on a daily basis.
That's a different question, though.
Just so everybody knows.
I knew
knows.
That was coming, by the way. I was preparing for it.
Just so everybody knows, okay? As much fun as I have at his expense, how many times over the last 10 years, where I've told you, I love you, brother, okay?
Every time. Every time we see each other.
Just so everybody knows.
Well,
okay?
And you got to understand, our relationship with the show was, we knew each other before the show. We just got to know each other better during the show.
Right, exactly.
I've known you for, 15, 17 years?
You'd usually tell people it feels like 60, but that's okay. I don't quite understand the thought process.
See, you
process
took that one away
that.
From me. I was setting you up that time.
So just everybody, so we have a good time with it, but it's all part of the, quote, show. But 1-800-795-9565. Ask me anything. I mean, I've been asked about How did they get to Wilkes-Barre? I've been asked, you know, I was asked today, who pays me?
That was the best one. I love that one.
Hey, but I gave the answer. Yeah. I didn't sit there. I was straightforward. I gave the answer.
Well, but that led into another question that gets asked a lot, and a lot by, you know, when I was, you know, helping out with the show when we first started, you know, Steve doesn't talk about recruits. How come he never talks about recruits?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was a really good
one. And I've had
one.
To explain that many times, that you just plain can't. It is an NCAA violation.
Yeah, because of how I get paid, you know, I get paid through Penn State Athletics. That then means, so in other words, let's just take Sandy Barber. As the vice president for intercollegiate athletics, if she were to come on the show, I could not ask her about recruits because it would be a violation if she did, because she's paid by athletics. Right? I fall into the same category.
Well, that, now, if I remember right, it was probably, I can't even tell you how many years ago, but you were asked to call the Big 33 game.
That's the story I related, and Jack and I couldn't do it.
Right.
Jack and I were not allowed, and I thought because everybody had signed. But I was going to check with compliance anyway. I was not making any assumptions, but my thought was, yeah, we should be able to do that. And all of a sudden, you know, I talked to Matt's, actually it was John Bove I asked, or no, it was Matt Stolberg. And I said, Matt, can we do this? And Matt says, you know what? He said, Steve, I don't know. He said, let me check. And he got back to me, and he said, Steve, you guys can't do it. I said, really? Right? He says they have to actually physically be on campus and blah, blah, blah. I said, okay. I said, that's why I asked. I said, I didn't want to violate it. He says, no, I'm glad you asked. Well, then when I was asked by the Mifflinburg people to speak at their banquet, my assumption was the other way.
I would have my thought that, too.
Right. Nope. You know, can't do the game. And this happened after the game. Won't be able to. No, as long as you don't get up there and say, go to Penn State, follow me to freedom. As long as you don't get up and make that speech, you can do it.
Okay.
I never would have thought that. But, you know, so when I got asked on each, my first thought was one way and then got a completely different answer on each one. So, I mean, these are some of the questions I've been asked today. So whatever's on your mind, 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. It's Ask Steve Anything Day, and we'll take your questions or comments, whatever they may be, and more than happy to go down the route that you want. 1-800-795-9565. Texas A&M will not be playing in the Gator Bowl. They have, between staff and players, they can't do it because of COVID. So Wake Forest is sitting there at this hour without an opponent. If the game is not played, the Gator Bowl does not have to do its $5.5 million payout. All right? But they would like to see the game played. They reached out to Rutgers. Rutgers said no. So I do know that. They reached out to Rutgers, but Rutgers said no. And I don't blame them because Rutgers, again, what have they done since Thanksgiving weekend after they lost to Maryland? They haven't done anything. All the players have been in, you know, they've worked out, you know, here and there, but they haven't gone out and practiced. And practiced for 3.5 weeks. Now you're risking soft tissue issues, injuries, things like that. But now word is, two programs have stepped up and said, hey, we'll play. One is the Thundering Herd of Marshall. They just played, so they've been practicing. Charles Huff, former Nittany Lions running backs coach and special teams coach, is now the head coach at Marshall. He says, we'll play. They just played last week, so they're game ready. That was one. The other one was Illinois. Brett Bielema says his team, they were 5-7, he says his team will play in the game and they want to be invited.
But what's the rule, though, on a sub-500 team? Is that an NCAA rule or is that just a guidance by the bowls?
You have to be over 500. If you're under, you have to have the right APR score.
Okay.
All right, so the academics do enter into it. You have to have the right APR score.
Yes, I mean, there was a time probably about 3-4 years ago where there were more bowl teams needed than had a 500 record, so they had to go and use another category.
Right, 1 year, three teams were under 500 got in. This year, it turned out everybody was 500 or better. Well, Marshall, by the way, just played, so they were bowl eligible. Charles says they'll play. Okay. And then Brett Bielema, nope, we'll play. So it's not like they don't have volunteers to play in the game. They have volunteers to play in the game, which is very interesting. 1-800-795-9565.
I have a question for you. Are you ready for this one?
I'm not resigning. Are you going to resign?
All right, so I got another question for you.
Okay, so what are you going to do? Why don't you go to question two?
No, the serious question I have for you is, how long do you think the NCAA will continue the championship formats in football at the lower levels, the FCS level, Division II and Division III? Or how long will it become something of a glorified bowl setup because of the amount of money that's involved in football right now and the amount of money that ESPN drops in bowl games, quite honestly?
You mean what will happen to the bowl system if they expand the playoff?
Yeah. Like what happens there, and is the playoff system sustainable at the lower levels the way it is now?
Oh, the bowl system, the championship system in the FCS is sustainable forever. Hey, I'm sitting there and I'm watching North Dakota State and Montana State playing in Fargo and Bozeman, respectively, and I watch both those games where they're, you're talking about, what, 17, 18, 19, 20,000 fans? But each place was packed, and the atmosphere was phenomenal, okay? It was phenomenal. So that model is going to stay. I mean, I watched the James Madison. When we were at Michigan State, I watched James Madison play its playoff game. It was on. We were at Buffalo Wild Wings. And Dick Roger and I watched it. And we had driven past that stadium on the way to doing a basketball game at Virginia Tech a year ago. And we were like, wow, check that place out. Because I hadn't been to James Madison since 92, so they had expanded that stadium since the last time I was there. We were so impressed by it. And that place was packed. So that model for FCS is sustainable for a long period of time. On the bowl side of it, I, of course, a year ago on this show, started talking about 12. And to my surprise, in May, they came up with this proposal for 12. I'm thinking, wow, that's great. James says go big. And you know what? I agree with him. And there's a couple reasons why. First of all, it will not hurt the bowl system. The bowls are going to be in place because, look, the bowl games, first of all, ESPN owns 14 of them. For ESPN, this is, ESPN does a lot of things I criticize. This isn't one of them. This is a brilliant business move on their part. It's programming. There's a game tonight. Okay? UCF's playing Florida tomorrow. They've got a game every day during the course of this. And you're talking about 3 to 4 hours of programming a night, so they're not going to give that up. But I've talked about 12, 12, 12, 12. I think you've got to have 12 in such a way where you can quickly adapt to 16. There's going to be a couple things that come into the play. Number one, it'll give you multiple networks, which gives you more money. Number two, the opt-outs that we're talking about with players will not be happening. Players don't opt out of playoff games. Number three, it also would force individuals that have been a little dicey, saying, I'm going to the NFL, to guess what? Be academically eligible. There's actually that domino that comes into play. That's how I look at it. I don't know how you feel about it.
Well, now you brought up another thought that I had, too, when you're talking about, players moving around a little bit. I feel that the transfer portal has been used improperly, not meant for what it's meant for. I mean, to me, it was meant for, you know, teams that weren't able to play and players that couldn't play due to COVID situations would be able to not lose eligibility because of it. And I think it's been, in my opinion, abused, and I think it's really hurt at the lower levels of FBS and at the FCS level, for that matter.
Yeah, the transfer portal's been interesting. Penn State benefited from it with Derek Tangelo and Arnold Ebiketie. Johnny Dixon. Johnny's going to play a lot in this game, I think, on New Year's Day. John Lovett. Eric Wilson. You know, the grad transfer thing I've always been in favor of, because grad transfers, you already have your degree. Right? So, in other words, you've already, like, Jalen Hurts had his degree when he transferred to Oklahoma. I mean, he already did. He already did what he was supposed to do. Kept his commitment, got his degree, and I think at that point you have the freedom. This one-time transfer thing, where it feels like it's, you know, you're always having to recruit your players and it feels like free agency.
Feels like free agency is the key in that sentence to me. That's my opinion.
That's the part that that's taking a lot of fans getting used to. And I understand that. 1-800-795-9565 is our number. It's Ask Steve Anything Day. We've taken a lot of calls today. A lot of calls. Great to have you with us today. And we'll come back, finish out with a call or two in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors.
If you're looking to purchase a new home, you know how competitive the market is. Houses are being sold at a faster rate than we've seen in decades, and it's really tough to finalize the sale on that dream home. But we can help you find your perfect place. Hi, I'm Larry Johnson, president of the Bowen Agency Realtors, and our agents can ensure you have the advantage on finding and securing your new home. Now is not the time to navigate real estate on your own. Our realtors are local, proactive, and always ready to make sure that you have the upper hand in closing on a new home. Please visit us on Facebook and see our 5-star reviews. Visit us on BowenAgency.com or stop in at our offices in Lewisburg, Selins Grove, or Sunbury. Coming or going, trust the talent at Bowen. Bowen Agency Realtors.
Steel outdoor power tools may be hard to wrap, but once they get opened, you'll see why Steel is so easy to give. Find the right gift this year with battery power made by Steel. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and chainsaws, our AK Homeowner series of battery tools starts at just $199.99. Shop now by visiting your local Steel dealer or going to steelusa.com/giftguide. Real Steel. Find yours. All prices MSRP available at participating dealers while supplies last. The holiday season is right around the corner. So give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Give them a Steel. From powerful trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws under the tree to branded accessories stuffed in their stockings, the Steel Holiday Gift Guide has something for everyone. Visit your local Steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/giftguide. Real Steel. Find yours. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
A little Mannheim steamroller here. Very nice. 1-800-795-9565. Chris, thank you for your patience. We appreciate you very much. Happy holidays from us to you.
And Merry Christmas to you and yours, Steve.
Thank you, Chris. It's always wonderful to hear from you.
I just have a few Penn State-related questions, some that are what the heck, or I thought I'd throw a few at you since you have open calls.
Sure, whatever you want.
Any update on when Beaver Stadium overhaul is going to happen?
No, not yet. I know that there's some elements they want to take care of and want to take care of it as soon as possible. But as of right now, nope, it's still in that holding pattern as we speak.
Well, I know that they have to, as a university, all schools have to make up that year's loss of income, which in Penn State's case is pretty big.
Well, Penn State, to its credit, Chris, did a great job of getting what was expected to be a gigantic number, and they probably cut that number that they originally thought by about 70 to 75%. It's still an eight-figure. It's still an eight-figure loss. That's probably 70 to 75% less than what they projected it would be.
Okay. Next question. Is Penn State worried that Coach Poindexter might leave now that Coach Diaz is in place and other schools are going to be looking for defensive coordinators or other positions that might open to him?
I think right now Anthony Poindexter is solid for 2022 at Penn State. I talked to Anthony last Wednesday. He seems very much at peace and wants to be here. Jair Brown is thrilled that he's coming back, and Jair announced yesterday he is going to be playing here as well.
I've read that in today's Daily Item. So those are good words.
Yep, absolutely. But expect Anthony Poindexter to be right there at Penn State in 2022.
Continuity of coaches is important with any good program.
Oh, there's no getting around it. That's why the question I had earlier, I think maybe it was a half hour ago, asking about coordinators and about position coaches and recruiting. And I think stability on staff is very important. And I think that right now there's only been one important change. It's significant, but there's only been one change in this staff. And James was at the football banquet, and he made sure that he pointed out that he thought he had the best staff in the country.
When's the blue and white game?
April 23rd.
23rd, okay. And one last question that always bugs me whenever I watch a Big Ten game and they say the Ohio State. Pennsylvania. Penn State's the same chant. Does Ohio State have a inferiority complex? Or
I have no idea. The players started doing this in the introductions on Sunday Night Football.
Okay.
Maybe it goes back to Monday Night Football. The Ohio State University. At Penn State, now the players don't do this when they announce themselves. Hi, Chris Godwin, Penn State, Donovan Smith, Penn State.
Right. Yep.
But the chant here is not the Pennsylvania State University, is we are Penn State.
Yep. One last question. I was told by a big Penn State fan, does Penn State have the largest number of alumni of any university in the country?
Penn State has the largest number of members of the Alumni Association compared to any other university in the country. So Penn State has more members of its Alumni Association than any other university in the country.
I know Harvard's way up front as far as alumni donations, and Penn State's up there.
Harvard's endowment, Chris, is $40 billion. Right? That's more than Bosnia. All right.
If anybody wanted to buy a championship, they could definitely do it.
Oh, they could go out and get all the players they want. So I looked at Eric Wilson. I said, they couldn't have floated you any more money? He goes, no, they really didn't want to do it. I was like, okay. But how do you think, but they did get them to change some of the rules in the Ivy League, because when Tommy Amaker took the Harvard basketball job, he got conditions about the ability to get money to student athletes through endowments that act like scholarships. And the Ivy League then followed suit.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thank you for listening, Chris.
You and Kevin both have a good holiday.
You as well, Chris. Thanks
to both of you.
You have a great holiday, Chris. It's always a pleasure talking with you, and thank you for listening.
Hopefully I'll see you on April 23rd.
I'm looking forward to seeing you on April 23rd.
You take care.
You too. And that is the blue-white game he's referring to. Well, this was a fun one today. Tried to do everything I could to really kind of take you out of the mix. No, I'm just kidding.
Fine by me. Less pressure on me, man. I one final question before we wrap up. If I took the Steve Jones broadcasting course, would I have passed?
Yeah, you would have gotten it.
I wouldn't have. I don't think so.
Yeah, you would have.
Too many papers.
No, papers. I don't have any papers. It's all projects. You have to do a sports cast, which you can do, because we do remember the Biffer. Field report, we'll see how you do on that. Talk show, all right. But we also have two play-by-plays. You'd ace both of those with complete ease.
See, that would have been my wheelhouse right there. Anytime you have a paper, I'm done.
No papers, all projects. All projects. Did my grades, 22nd, I did my grades, about 9 days ago. Boom, got them in, got them done. Next class is all set to start January 10th. Hey, fun show today. It's fun to be back with Kevin, whom I think the world of, and fun to talk to. I don't know how many we take, 8, 9, 10 calls today?
Easy.
It was awesome. Awesome day. You're the best audience in the world. I think the world of you. Happy holidays to each and every one of you, and thank you for every call today.